Seven Chinese hackers who tried to get into our infrastructure and perhaps metal have been officially charged. How do we get true accountability for that kind of threatening behavior on the part of China and some of its people? John Molinar, the congressman from Caledonia, is going to be in a much better position to do something about that. Speaker Mike Johnson has named him chair of the bipartisan House Committee on China and Competitiveness, and he will take the helm next month. This comes as Representative Mike Gallagher announced his retirement, that he's leaving early, and we're joined by the incoming chair of that committee, Congressman Molinar. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Guy. Good to be with you again.
Just give us a sense of the mission as you see it now, as we see, whether it's militarily or through cyber mischief and threats, what China is doing.
Well, as you know, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is aggressive here at home and abroad. They're trying to influence all facets of life and national security, the economy, privacy of people's homes. These are the topics that we address as a committee. We've had roundtables in Michigan, hearings in Michigan and California. We've gone to Taiwan and met with military leaders. And each place we went, it was alarming to see how much influence the CCP was trying to leverage.
What about this congressional probe that found those communication gear on those Chinese cranes? Have you seen that report? China says, no, that's nothing. Don't worry about that.
Well, and they always say that. They said that with the spy balloon that flew over our country and said it was simply a off-track weather device. We found out that there were serious communications capabilities that, allowed surveillance. They are never going to come clean. They do not acknowledge that they oppress a billion Chinese in their home country, and they don't acknowledge the genocide that other countries have documented with the Uyghur Muslims. So they are not truthful. They continue to harass and intimidate the Chinese diaspora in this country through police stations. We've discovered those in New York and other places. And they are going to continue to hack our information. They hacked into our highest levels at the Commerce Department. So this is not a friendly nation. This is an adversary, and we need to structure our relationship accordingly.
Congressman, given the recent departure of Representative Gallagher and Chairwoman Kay Granger, you anticipate that those changes are going to impact the committee's dynamics or their priorities moving forward?
Well, yeah, that's, obviously when you have leaders step down, that creates new opportunities for someone like myself and people who have been preparing in these committee roles. But we have a very slim majority, a one-person majority in the House, so that definitely affects our capabilities of passing legislation. But I believe the committee that I will be chairing, we've got a strong staff, we've got strong membership. It's very bipartisan. Raja Krishnamoorthy from Illinois is my Democratic, partner in this effort. And our goal is to unite America with a strategy that helps us win this competition with the Chinese Communist Party.
You know, this is one of those areas where it seems that there is actual bipartisan agreement on this, about the threat that China poses. Tom Watkins, in an op-ed piece in the Detroit News, talks about the fact that this could lead to military conflict. It seems that a lot of our thrust here is to try to avoid or to reach a resolution with China. Are we doing enough to prepare ourselves militarily to win whatever might be coming down the pike?
Well, that is an important consideration. I'm a strong believer of peace through strength, and deterrence is the best policy. And our goals are to have a strong military for the United States. It's also to make sure that Taiwan is armed and can defend itself. The term that's used is a porcupine strategy that says basically let's make it unattractive for Xi Jinping to attack Taiwan. When you think of 90% of the world's high-end semiconductor chips are made in Taiwan, and we would not want those falling into the CCP's hands. So in my view, everything we can do to prepare through strength offers a deterrence, and hopefully we will not have a military conflict. Some of that's outside of our control. Xi Jinping has said he will make Taiwan be part of mainland China by force if necessary. So these are serious conditions, and I believe a strong military on our front, as well as partnering with our allies, is going to be very important in the days, months, and years to come.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you about the $1.2 trillion government funding bill, voting yes and moving this country forward? Why was that important to you?
Well, it's important. You know, first of all, we did not want a government shutdown. That not only disrupts everything we're doing from border security to our armed forces, it affects everybody. It also is very costly. If you have a government shutdown, it actually costs more money to get it started back up again. So people who say, well, let's shut down the government and save money, that's not the case. To me, it's important that we fund vital services. Our borders are porous. We need to make sure we're defending our borders, and we need to be able to function as a country. I think China looks at America and says, when we're divided, that benefits them. And so in my view, whenever we can be united as an American people, we are stronger. Certainly there are differences. Whenever you have divided government, neither party gets exactly what they had hoped for. But to me, there were many benefits in that legislation, and it keeps our country moving forward. And now we're under the goals of reaching the 2025 appropriations process. So, you know, it's not like we were with plenty of time. Time was running out, and we would have had a government shutdown.
Congressman, you know, I didn't want this to happen, but I had predicted that somebody would have a motion to vacate against Speaker Johnson after, you know, this deal went through, and it was Marjorie Taylor Greene. What kind of chaos could this start?
Well, we've seen what happened before. We were 3 weeks seeking a speaker. You know, to me, that policy should be changed. I don't think one person should be able to hold the entire chamber hostage, if you will. And I believe Speaker Johnson is, you know, he is working through the issues as they have been laid upon him in this new role. He didn't seek the speakership initially, but he's someone who stepped up and is doing, I think, a fantastic job. And so, you know, I think it does create chaos. I'm not convinced that we would go through the same process we did before. I'm not convinced. You know, last time the Democrats all supported removing the speaker, and a number of Republicans did as well. I'm not convinced everybody would conduct themselves in the same way, because I think people want to see our Congress functioning and recognizing that we have a majority, but a very slim majority, mm-hmm. and our job is to govern and show the American people we can govern.
Well, and with Mike Gallagher's departure, that margin becomes even thinner, down to one vote. We will hope that cooler heads will prevail there, John Molinar, and we appreciate you taking over the chairmanship, and keep us abreast of what happens there.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. The new chairman of the China and Competitiveness Committee in the U.S. House, John Molinar. When we come back, some new rules in the NFL, and the players aren't crazy about it. We'll tell you why as JR Morning continues at 8:49.